what I am doing today, the way I'm living, scared me 4 years ago, and I would have never done it, and I avoided, I did everything possible in power to avoid it. Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of The Rising Tide with Tara Barrow, where I share my life experience so you may learn directly from it, choose to experience in your own life, give it a try, or completely ignore it if it's irrelevant. Yep, exactly. You gotta test and try your own thing and make up your decision whether it's working for you or not. This episode here is something that I realized about a week ago, where the thing that I'm doing right now is working a full-time job while I am working on building a business. And why that scared me 4 years ago is I was mostly working from freelance jobs. And that allowed me multiple different streams of incomes to support for my living. And because I had these streams of incomes, I was not focusing on my business because it wasn't a necessity for me to create another source of income. And the things in my business scared me. Like, it scared me to put myself out there, to reach out to people to sell my services. That scared the hell out of me. And therefore, there was no inner drive, in other words, at that time for me to actually push myself and go forward. And the way that I made myself do that is I cut off all my sources of income so that I had no other choice but to go and create the business, which didn't work. But that's how internally my brain functioned. I was so afraid of putting myself out there that I needed to be like, there was no other solution. There's a saying, I think it was just Julius Caesar or maybe before, if you want to conquer the island, burn the boat. That means that, you know, you don't have your boat to go back to, so you have to conquer the island. There's no other solutions, right? And yeah, a week ago I realized that I'm not even working freelance. I'm working a full-time job, which takes 40 hours a week plus commute. And I'm studying online this incredible coaching course that I've been studying since February. We're now in October, early October 2023. And I am putting myself out there as a coach in my business. Most of the business development aspect that I'm working on is actually not online. So if you're not hearing anything on socials and things like that, totally normal, by the way. She shares that also in the course. I mean, finding a supporting community is one of the reasons why it's so easy and I can do what I'm doing today. Because I don't feel like I'm alone, which I felt I was alone 4 years ago, creating what I was creating. And also, I've worked on my blocks. So like I said, I felt like, because it was so scary, all the reasons of like not putting yourself out there, the sales, the how do I do things, I don't know how, the whole stories that I was just like, I can't do this on my own, I don't know where to start, people aren't going to pay the prices, why would people trust in my skills, the self-doubts in my head, all that stopped me from having the income, and then side just having creating the business on the side. And today, thanks to, well, the self-work that I've done on myself, but also I have to say that coaching course, because that has been an intense, not intense actually, I was gonna say intense, like, because I was as being coach every single week, and towards April, May, June, July, even though I had like 2 to 3 sessions of coaching a week where I was being coach as well. I was coaching and being coach. And I got rid of a lot of doubt. I got rid of a lot of stories of, I can't do this, it doesn't work like this, people won't pay, people won't do this, so therefore why the hell put myself out there? And those are all gone. And that's why I can do what I'm doing today. Because, yeah, and I realize, so it's, I mean, you want to up-level whatever you're doing. Like, you want to up-level the way that you show up in your personal life. You want to up-level the way that you show up with your, I mean, personal relationship life, you know, your partner or your family. You want to up-level the way you show up in your community. You want to up-level the way you show up in your business. You want to up-level the way you show up at work, whether you're an employee or an employer or the big boss, the whoever you're listening, like, you want to up-level any part of your life. get coached. Like, the return you will get on your money and time invested will be with you for a lifetime, and you're going to be creating the exact life that you want. And I'm sharing this from a completely bias here. This is my personal experience. The life that I am living today, I completely chose. Like, even the full-time job that I'm taking on is to pay for the course. The course I am loving and I know will transform my life has already transformed my life and the way that I communicate, just even with my family. Like, they probably, I don't know if they're aware of it or not, but I feel so much at ease in communications. I don't get angry. I don't get triggered. I don't have self-doubt when I say something, when I suggest something, just starting with family, right? And this goes afterwards for business and friendships and everything else around. But that those are gone. Like, I feel confident in a, how do you say, effortless and calm way where I don't feel the need to prove myself. I don't feel the need that I need to be heard. I don't feel the need to be seen by family. Like, you know, hey, can you acknowledge me? Can you acknowledge that I've done this for you? I had that need before, that's gone. yeah, and so that's what it is. So 4 years ago, I was afraid of working full time and launching a business at the same time. And so what I did is I removed my income in order to launch my business, which didn't work. But today I am working full time and I am studying and I am launching a business and it all feels effortless. Yeah, I know. This is like, how the hell can doing three things feel effortless? When you do the inner work, hey, it's you're gonna go deep and it's gonna bring up some stuff that's gonna be uncomfortable and it's not something that you're used to. But yeah, I mean, I can feel the joy, the lightness, the everything from within, and I mean, that's worth it. That's worth it. Whatever I'm gonna be creating in the future, from this space, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah, that's just something that I wanted to share, part of the journey that I've been on. And I'm going to be sharing more and more on this podcast as well. This is going to be my go-to thing because I do like the video aspect of it. So do subscribe so you make sure that you get the next podcast episode straight into your ears. And if this has helped you by any way, leave a review, you know, 5-star rating and review if that's how you feel, and share it with people around you, because if it's helped you, or it inspired you in any way, it will for somebody else too. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sticking around. And I'll see you next time. Okay, bye.